الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. With the first of Rajab, which was yesterday, the great, great season has started of Ashhur-e-Hurum. Now it is Rajab, then is the great month of Sha'ban, and then the greatest month of the year, Ramadan, then Shawwal, and then again the Ashhur-e-Hurum, Zulhajj, Zulqa'dah, Zulhajjah, and Zulhijjah, and Zulhijjah with all Hajj and Qurbani, and the great, great first 10 days of Zulhijjah, Wal-Ashr, Wal-Layalin, Wal-Fajr, Wal-Layalin Ashr, all that great, great, this is the starting of it, and Allah make it that we are aware, we mustn't be just unaware. Like many times, we have to find Kar Guzari of Jamaat, they went someplace that the people don't even know it's a Ramadan. Like they don't know it's Ramadan, if we don't know this great occasion has come. Or they say that the people, they don't observe Ramadan. It is, they know it's Ramadan, but they don't observe it. If we also are unaware, and or if we don't observe this, and we don't realize that what a great, great season has come now, what a great time has come, then it will be a very sad reflection of us. So this is a great, great day, which the Quran Sharif says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The number of months by Allah is 12, and that is the lunar month, the month calculated according to the moon. And Allah Ta'ala says it is فِي خَلَقَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. This is an established thing in the book of Allah Ta'ala. So it isn't an ordinary thing, it is a very powerful and great thing. يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And this was ordained already when Allah created the heavens and the earth. So that shows that this lunar month and that are very, very great, is very great. يَوْمَ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمْ. And of this 12 months, 4 are أَشْهُرِ حُرُمْ, the sacred months. So these months particularly, they are even more greater, Allah Ta'ala refers them. So these are the months, which is the month of Rajab here. The first month according to the Islamic calendar is Muharram. Then this month of Rajab, then the last two months, Zulqa'dah and Zulhijjah. These 4 months are very, very great months, the sacred months, which Allah has given particular reference to. And it should be in our hearts also, and in our actions also. We should be talking about it also. Like for example, a student, imtihan time comes, we are all talking about it. Jalsa time comes, we are all talking about it. My graduation, we phoning other people. Like that, this we should be talking about it. It should be in our mind also. And just like we prepare for imtihan, we should be preparing for this also. It is a major thing, more greater than our imtihan also. And more greater than our jalsa when we are going to be graduating also. So this is that great occasion that Allah Ta'ala has given. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. So don't make zulm on yourself during these 4 months especially. During all the 12 months, but particularly don't commit any guna. It is narrated that committing, normally we find, is a common principle from Quran and Hadith. That whenever a person makes niyat of doing a good deed, he gets the sawab already. And when he does the good deed, according to his intention, the quality of the amal, etc., he gets that sawab, and then it is increased up to 700. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And whoever Allah wants to, Allah increases it even more. And a person makes the niyat of a guna, he doesn't get the guna. And when he commits the guna, then only one guna. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi writes that Allah in His great mercy and kindness did this so that every person could be successful. Normally, unfortunately, we make more gunas, but only one is recorded. And neki, 10 times it is recorded. And then up to 700. And then even more than that, so that a person's good deeds will be more on the day of Qiyamah and he can become successful. That is the normal principle. But however, for these 4 months, gunas, sins are multiplied, rewards are multiplied very, very greatly also. The reward of deeds are very multiplied very greatly. In Bihishti Zewar, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has quoted the hadith that a person in Ashhur-e-Hurum who keeps rozas Thursday, Friday and Saturday, so roughly 4 months, four weekends in each month, is 16 weekends. And the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, we are not allowed to keep, the 16 weekends. And some months have got 5 weekends also. So between 16 and 17 weekends. And a person who keeps Roza on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, in one riwayat, he gets a reward of 700 years of ibadat. So this is an opportunity. And like that, all the good deeds, the rozas of all these days, the rewards are multiplied tremendously. And in another riwayat, a person who keeps Thursday, Friday, Saturday roza, he gets a sawab of 2 years of ibadat. According to the ulama and mashayikh, they always look at that because Allah's mercies are unlimited. So they give preference to the view in which there is more sawab. Or the other explanation, that Allah Ta'ala first had given 2 years, but for Ummat of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah always increased the rewards of all things. Then Allah made it up to 700. So 700, if we keep the 16 weekends roza, it comes to 10,500 years of ibadat. If a person just keeps the 3 days roza, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. So during these months, roza sawab is increased tremendously. Ibadat sawab is increased tremendously. Who can? We should try and make salatul tasbih also, all our nawafil. And even salatul tasbih. And if not, then at least the 10 days of Zulhijjah, when the greatest ibadat is the third kalima. And the third kalima, we have to read it in Salatul Tasbih 300 times. So a person can be easily reading it up to 300 times if he just makes Salatul Tasbih. And it is therefore the practice of our Akabir and Mashayikh that during those days, they close the madrasa also. So that all this ibadat can be seen to the ibadat of Qurbani, these great days, making Salatul Tasbih, for example, keeping roza, say, all that, so the person, a student, can get that opportunity. So the rewards are very, very great during this month, during Ashhur-e-Hurum. This is the one first month, Rajab, that has come now. So we should try as much as we can, as many rozas as we can, as much ibadat as we can. The reward is not only multiplied, but compounded tremendously. And this is a wonderful opportunity for any person who has got akhirat in mind and he wants to build his capital and he wants to higher his stages in Jannah and he wants greater reward. This is the ideal occasion that just with a little bit effort from our side, we can get all this great, great reward. Imam Jassas Rahmatullah Alayh in Ahkamul Quran writes that any good deed a person does during Ashhur-e-Hurum, then that remains with him forever. So during this month, if we get into the habit of any good deed, many of us, we want to make namaz with Takbir-e-Ula, but we find we are falling back. We want to make all our namazes the nawafil also. Many other things also we want to do. Just do them in this month, it becomes a habit for a person. And a great imam has written this. So take advantage of this. Try and do as many good deeds, and Allah Ta'ala will make it a lifelong habit for us. Then it won't be only Ashhur-e-Hurum, but it will be in the whole year. It will be in our whole life. And fortunate are those people who do this. And when they die, then they see their rewards. All the great what they have done, and they see the great returns and the enjoyments there. What great enjoyments! مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. What jannat has been promised for the muttaqun? فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِنْ مَاءٍ غَيْرِ عَاسٍ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ وانهار من خمر لذة للشاربين وانهار من عسل مصفى وانهار من عسل مصفى ولهم فيها من كل ثمرات ومغفرة من ربهم. All that, and on the other side, كمن هو خالد في النار. That all this great namas, by actually doing this, can that person be like that person who is خالد في النار وسقوا ماء حميما, and is given boiling water to drink. Yeah, all this wonderful cold drinks. How many people enjoy the cold juice, the cold drink? We want it chilled. We want it very cold. And on the other hand, ma'an hamiman, taqatta am'ahum, so boiling water that will cut the intestines into pieces. This is for what Allah has given us this dunya to prepare. And this Ashhur-e-Hurum is the ideal occasion for this great, great preparation. So the rewards of all good deeds are multiplied so much. And on the other side, the guna during these months. Normally, as I said, one person makes a guna is one. But during Ashhur-e-Hurum, and we must be very careful, the guna of bad deeds are also multiplied tremendously. A person who commits a guna during this month, the guna is like that person who commits the guna in the haram of Makkah. How terrible. And in the state of ihram. While in ihram he makes a guna, and in the haram of Makkah he makes a guna. How terrible. So during these months, any person who commits a guna, the guna will be so terrible. Whether it is missing namaz, whether it is lying, whether it is fighting, whatever type of guna, the phone guna, all the things on the phone that we get involved in, and all the backbiting, slandering, etc., or leading people astray during these months, the guna is much, much more worse also. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلُ. Allah has shown us the path. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. It's now up to our choice. We want to be follow the path of being shakir to Allah, observe His commands, fulfill His commands, or we want to break His commands. And we want to go against this command. Allah has made it very clear. Then in the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the dua, and we should be all making this dua also. Not just now that we are hearing the dua and it's finished. All we should be making, Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa sha'aban, wa balighna ramadan. At least once a day, we should make the dua, keeping the meaning in mind. And if we can, after every namaz, make this dua. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is the sunnat. Make it with the niyat of sunnat also. And then the reality of the dua. That Allah give us barakat in Rajab and in Shaban. And let us reach the great month of Ramadan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said that when I take food in my fingers, a morsel of food, I don't have hope it will reach my mouth. Mort will come. That if I make salam on one side, I don't have that hope that I'll make salam on the other side. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did not have hope of life. He did not have desire of life. When he passed away also, Allahumma anta rafiq al-ala. You are my great friend. I prefer coming to you. But for the month of Ramadan, 2 months before he says, وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. Oh Allah, let us reach Ramadan. Because the great, great goodness of it, Allah put it in our hearts to realize that we become prepared for Ramadan, and that we don't look at it as a burden, na'uzu billah, but look at it as a great season to accumulate. Like a businessman, a retailer, when December comes, he doesn't look at it, oh, now I'm going to be very busy. I'll have to open my shop on time properly. I have to stock up all my goods. No, he's eager to looking forward to it. Because he knows the profits he's going to make. So, at the same, we shouldn't look at Ramadan, now I'll have to get up for Sehri, 20 rakats, Taraweeh, etc. No, what I'm going to get on that? We should look at that what great rewards Allah is going to give us. And these are those times that little effort and much more greater results. During the rest of the year, you make lot of effort and the results are not that great. But yeah, little bit effort and the rewards and results from Allah are much, much more greater. And during these times, Allah's rahmat, especially the month of Ramadan, the doors of Jahannam are closed, the doors of Jannah are open, the shayateen are chained and thrown away into the oceans, etc. And all Allah Ta'ala has made the opportunity fertile to do good deeds. How much, and then Allah accepts also readily. And Allah calls, for example, in Ramadan, from iftari time, from sunset, till this time of Subah Sadiq, that is there anyone who wants this from me? Is there anyone who wants this? Whatever anyone wants, Allah is asking. Ask me and I will give it to you. So these are those great, great months. Wallahumma barik lana fi Rajab. What is the barakat of Rajab? Oh Allah, give us the barakat of Rajab. It appears that the famous highlight of Rajab is Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it appears that the real barakat of Rajab is namaz. That Allah gave this great gift. Namaz is that farz, not even iman. Namaz is that farz that Allah did not make it farz on the earth yet. Allah called Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam to the arsh. There where Jibreel alayhi salam also could not reach. Nobody else was there. It was only Allah and our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. If you want to give somebody very special, you call that person separate in a room. You close the door also. You make sure there's nobody else here. Nobody behind the curtain. I want to give you something very, very special. The great gift of namaz Allah Ta'ala gave. And Allah in His mercy made it 100 times farz on the ummah, not 100, 50. 50 times farz on the ummah. And then Allah in His great mercy again made it less. But Allah said, مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ From 50 I brought it to 5. But from my side the reward is still of 50. And to make 50 namazes a day, if we work it out, it will be like the whole day, 24 hours we are in namaz. And no problem if Allah had ordained that, because Allah is our creator. He can ordain what He wants to. And Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah didn't create us for sports. Allah didn't create us for tomfoolery. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا Allah created us for His ibadat. So Allah made it so in His great mercy, He is Ar-Rahman, He is Ar-Rahim. He made 50 namazes for us, brought it to 50 and He still gives the sawab of, brought it to 5 and He still gives the sawab of 50. How merciful is not Allah. So this great gift of namaz. Namaz is a farz upon us, no doubt about that. But more than a farz, it is a great gift from Allah. That whenever you have a problem, istaeenu bisabri wassalah. Turn to namaz, I will help you. You have got days of droughts, no rain. Breathe salatul istisqa. You got any hajat, any need, make salatul haja. Nabi Ali salatu wassalam, anything should happen, the wind should just blow a bit stronger, gone to the masjid, turning to Allah Ta'ala. Hey, this was the condition. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Sahaba generally, little everyone have problems in married life, ups and downs do come. Hazrat Ali, mullah ki door, masjid tak. Where he should go for to solve his problem? Not any counselor, not anyone, to the masjid. Now one time, Nabi Ali radiallahu ta'ala, yes, when it happens, when you have a little up and down with your wife, then you are a bit upset. So he came in the masjid and he was lying down. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, Ibn Turab, oh Ibn Turab, oh son of the sand, you are lying in the sand. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam addressed him. In short, that whenever any problem, to the masjid. One sahabi, no food in the house. So what did he do? Not going to look for a job. Not go to the marketplace. He didn't go and ask anyone alone. Masjid. He made two rakats namaz. He went home. Food came? No, no food. Back to the masjid. Second, third time. Food came? Yes, Allah sent ready cooked food. Not that you have to still prepare the food, or you have to grow the chicken, or grow the animal, slaughter it, and then clean it, and then prepare it. No, ready food which Allah sent. And Allah's food, how tasty. Whoever had the opportunity of eating food which Allah sent, they know this dunya's food cannot compare with the taste of that food. So namaz is that. Any problem you have, you have namaz. All the ibadat of the malaika together, Allah put it in namaz for us. All the ibadat of the creation together, Allah put it in namaz. All our ibadat of roza, zakat, hajj, all Allah put. Namaz is a great gift from Allah. So in this month, let us become pardoned with our namaz. That is the barakat of the month of Rajab. And in this month, as Imam Jassas rahmatullah alayhi says, start making our namaz and whole life we will be pardoned with namaz. How the young students will feel. Today you are between 15 and 25. When you'll be 70, 80 years old, that from 50, 60 years I'm making takbir-e-ula namaz. That not to show anyone, but in your heart you will feel happy. Since 50, 60 years I'm pardoned with my tahajjud. Just do it in this month and Allah will make it easy for us. It won't be burden and cumbersome for us. When Allah makes it easy, you get surprised yourself. Me and I'm getting up for tahajjud. Me and takbir-e-ula. Me and nawafil namaz, I know how lazy I am. I know how unmindful I am. But Allah, you have made, Allah will make it easy. With and what great goodness will come from there. And then after pardon, make sure our qaza-e umri we do also. And then correct our namaz also. The outward postures of our namaz, the inside of our namaz, khushu, khudu, make our namaz properly. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. And Sha'ban give us barakat also. And it appears the barakat of Sha'ban is nisful layl min Sha'ban, the 15th night of Sha'ban, which has got great, great merit also. It is like a spiritual bath before the month of Ramadan. Like normally, mothers will bath their little children at night. After Maghrib, bath them, put on their clean clothes, their pyjamas, etc. And then warn them also, don't get dirty again. I bath you finish, you are clean now, don't go and dirty yourself again. So Allah Ta'ala gave us the spiritual. It is Laylatul Bara'ah, night of salvation, coming out of our guna, night of tawbah and istighfar, of turning to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah frees people from Jahannam to the extent like the Bani Kalb, who were famous for the amount of sheep and goats that they had, and to the amount of the hair of the animals. Allah frees people from Jahannam on this night. So it is a great night. It's a night of tawbah. It's a night of turning to Allah Ta'ala. Qumu laylaha wa sumu naharaha. Most of our ulama, all, they keep rozas. Hazrat Maulana Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, amongst other rozas, nafil rozas of the year, he was particular of keeping the roza of the 15th of Sha'ban. So anyway, many of our ulama, so this is a great night. The night is the more important part here. And that is the night of tawbah and turning to Allah Ta'ala. We do this, so Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, and then wa ballighna Ramadan. What to say now when we come to the month of Ramadan? A person who does this and Ramadan approaches, he becomes happy. He doesn't feel that I hope Ramadan, the moon is not sighted on the 29th. So that we can have one less roza to keep. And for Eid, that the moon must be sighted by the 29th. No, this person, one time we were with Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in Atikaf in Saharanpur. And on the 29th night, somebody came into the Masjid Atikaf place and said that he has seen the moon. Hazrat Shaykh didn't worry about him seeing the moon. He said, quickly finish our Taraweeh. Because until we don't know it is Shawwal, till that time it is Ramadan for us. And we'll get the sawab of Ramadan. What we will do, find out. So that if the moon is sighted, then we don't have to make those few rakats which are left. But Hazrat Shaykh said, let us first make our few rakats which are left. After that he said, make our witr also. Then he asked that person and they found out, and it wasn't proper information also. So anyway, we should be eager for the month of Ramadan. How a person looks forward to the first night of his marriage. Hey, more than that, he should look forward to the night, to the month coming of Ramadan. A poet says that his wife, when she was supposed to come the first night, he got the news she has just put on mehndi stuff. Now he has to wait, that mehndi has to get dry, then she has to wash her hand, and that waiting for that time, we know when we are waiting, then 1 minute is also too long. If we are waiting at a traffic light and we are in a hurry, we think something wrong with the traffic light. And we want to drive off before it turns green also. And you are waiting for your wife the first night. And you get the news, she has just put her mehndi. How long are you going to wait? More than that, we should be eager and waiting for the month of Ramadan. We should be eager, we should prepare ourselves with the commands of Allah. And this only those people can understand. For many of us, it doesn't make sense also. The example of that our ulama has given, like for example, the mango fruit, all we know. But if somebody doesn't know what is the mango, and you try and explain him, or nowadays you give him a picture also, and the inside of it, the outside, but the taste is not in his mouth. You tell him it tastes like watermelon, then you say, no, not like watermelon. It tastes like chiku, not like chiku also. It tastes like this, like, I can't explain you how it tastes. And the person who hasn't tasted mango has got no right to deny the enjoyment of mango. If he did not taste it, he doesn't know. It doesn't mean there is an enjoyment in mango. Like that, those who don't know the enjoyment of Ramadan, our akabir, for what reason after all? There were those up to 15 nights they didn't sleep by day or by night. And after 15 days, 2 hours they slept. They made the best of the month of Ramadan. And in any case, so many who slept so little, either in the day or in the night, 1 hour only in Ramadan, because there were the rewards and the enjoyment and the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. One is you are with your wife, you are sitting in the lounge, you are sitting in the kitchen with her, and one you are in the bedroom, and one you are in bed with her, when you are going to become intimate. What a great difference between the different occasions. When a person is close to Allah, and he gets that intimacy with Allah, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Nobody knows of that enjoyment which Allah gives that person. So this is the occasion. Let us appreciate it. Ashhur-e Hurumi aaye, the month of Rajab is here. The great season has started now. Focus on this and prepare for it and make the best of it. And the earlier we start, when I was 15 I started, when I was 18 I started, when I was 25, when I was 30 I started. Even if you are 75 and you started, also ghanimat. But what is the condition? And the best ibadat Allah loves is of the youth. The young people's ibadat, Allah loves that the most. Old people's ibadat also, alhamdulillah, but sab kuch karke ab aaye Allah ke paas. The person who from the beginning in his youth he turns to Allah. And we have istiqamat and we carry on those people. And Allah will make them beacons of hidayat for mankind. Allah will use such people and they will become hidayat for the people of the world. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness and accept us for his great, great pleasure and closeness.